Leader McGee, thanks again for joining me this morning to talk about your bill. And as I understand it, this bill makes Florida the second state pushing to allow collegiate athletes to profit from the use of their likeness with endorsement deals, etc. How does your bill work, and what changes does it make to the way the NCAA has things set up now for athletes?
All right, and thank you very much, Ron, and I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you and your listeners. So the way it works is simply this. Currently, students enter into a contract with the university and or the college. From there, that agreement is secured through the free market, the supply and demand, the offer and acceptance. And from there, what ends up happening is that agreement is a legitimate agreement. Everybody knows it's legally binding, it's great. The kid gets the scholarship. The university gets to have his or her talent there. What we're talking about is what happens now when the NCAA comes in with restrictions and place the restrictions upon that contract, upon the student athlete, that prevents the student athlete now from using his or her name for use of advertisement, for use on YouTube, on Twitter, where there's a possibility that they may gain a financial outcome because of who they are. So essentially what this bill is attempting to do, and I believe it, and it's going to do it, is simply to say we need fairness. Because when you think about it, you can have two equally situated students in the same classroom. One is in the classroom because he's there on a athletic scholarship. Then you can have another student who's there because she's there on, let's just say, a computer science scholarship. Now, the student who's on a computer science scholarship can go out and talk about his or her name, can have a Facebook page, a YouTube page, a Twitter page, and monetize it, can allow for local individuals to tap into their expertise, although they're in college at the time, and use their image. But the same student who is in a classroom with her, who's a college athlete, cannot do either one of those things. We saw this, what happened with the young man at the University of Central Florida. He was the kicker, De La Hoya. He was actually kicked off the team by the NCAA because he had a YouTube page that he monetized that had nothing to do with football. So if that is not fair, if that is not an unfair situation, I don't know what else is. And we simply want to correct that.
And I know there was a conversation concerning the bill with Governor Ron DeSantis this week. You know, how did that conversation go, and how do you feel Governor DeSantis responded to the idea of such a bill?
Listen, the conversation with Governor DeSantis was a very productive conversation. Now, as it relates to feelings or directions on that, that's something that I'll leave with the governor, and he can answer that question. But what I will say to you, it was a very productive conversation. And at the end of the day, everyone that I've had an opportunity to speak with, they understand that there's a sense here that something needs to be done.
You know, this is a bill that's made headlines when it was filed here and in California, and it's got star power behind it, people advocating like LeBron James as a big advocate for this move. What made you interested in filing such a bill?
The fairness. We've received countless calls, since I've been in the legislature. I've been receiving calls as far back as 7 years ago. And parents and students alike were complaining that it was very difficult for them to survive in college as a student athlete because of the restrictions that were placed upon them by the NCAA. Keep in mind, they were the kids, the parents, and those who want to protect those kids and parents, they wanted to lend a voice to that, to deal with the restrictions, but they didn't know how to. So we researched this years ago, and we also found out that the NCAA then, a few years ago, had this issue on its table to deal with. And the NCAA had always said that it would review the issue and get back with us and tell us that, whether or not something would change and how it would affect. So they wanted to study the issue even more. But what we're finding out now is, as it relates to that particular issue, they haven't resolved it. And so the question became from a lot of the parents. I'm in Miami-Dade County, so a lot of the athletes come out of Miami-Dade County that are really good at what they do. And a lot of the parents were saying, hey, what's going on? And that was mirrored by the same amount of support coming from young athletes saying the same thing. Hey, you know, I'm sitting in the classroom. I can't even accept a bag of groceries. And I'm hungry. And when I call home, my parents can't, you know, provide because they just don't have it. You know, you find out, you say, you know, that this is wrong. We're going to try this now. So when California actually did it, it was almost like you heard the sound of a train beginning to depart. And that's when we realized it's time to go. We can't wait for the NCAA to make a change to this particular rule.
And finally, I mean, anyone from the has the NCAA reached out to you at all?
Yes, there has been a conversation with the NCAA. Those conversations are going to continue. We're waiting for another call to talk about some more, you know, some logistics, some nuts and bolts, some more research. I believe in the end, you know, the NCAA. I believe they want to do the right thing, and I believe they will do the right thing. And I think the NCAA will realize that the system that it currently has is antiquated, archaic, and there's nothing wrong with change.